6:46. So today, gun rights advocates celebrating their Second Amendment rights right outside the Michigan Capitol. Among them, Philip Hoffmeister, president of Michigan Open Carry. Phil, great to have you here.
Great to talk again, Mike.
Yeah, and this is this an annual thing you guys do, or?
Yeah, you know, it's an annual march that's held in conjunction with Michigan Gun Owners, another gun organization, Michigan Coalition Responsible Gun Owners, and another organization called the Second Amendment March. So it's really four organizations that coordinate this effort.
Okay, I know that one of the big issues is this issue of guns in schools, because I know the Ann Arbor Public Schools, they had a whole situation there where someone came in with an open carry gun, and they basically adopted this new dangerous weapon and disruption-free zone. I mean, where's this issue going about the getting guns, especially concealed guns in schools?
Well, you know, actually, it's funny you mentioned Ann Arbor. Just on Monday, one of the organizations that we had the march with, Michigan Gun Owners, filed a lawsuit against Ann Arbor Public Schools, much akin to the lawsuit that we filed against Clio Area Public Schools about a month ago.
Okay, when the lawsuit says, well, first of all, what does that mean? So they have a policy about not allowing guns. Does that stand?
Well, the policy right now is the policy that they passed, but we would contend, and our lawyers are arguing, that that policy is unlawful under state law and that they're not allowed to make those policies because state law says that local governments can't regulate firearms any more strongly or stringently than the state government has. And the state government has said that the state law says that you can open carry in one of these pistol-free zones, including schools, if you have a CPL.
Okay. And now, what about the effort to allow CPL, concealed weapons, in schools? Is that moving forward?
Well, you know, that's something that I personally, I'm the legislative director for Michigan Open Carry. I've personally been working on that particular topic for the past 3 or 4 years. Unfortunately, we haven't been able to get much traction on that because of our current governor, Rick Schneider. Although he's a Republican, he's really not much of a pro-gun guy, so he's really the obstacle to getting that through at this point.
I've never seen him with a gun. Has he ever fired a gun, do you think?
I've never personally had a conversation with Rick Schneider, so I'm not experienced. I don't know about his experience with
how do you know
he claims to be a hunter.
Yeah, he claims to be a hunter. Okay.
I do believe that's the case, yes.
How do you know what his attitude about guns really is, though?
Well, back in 2013, he vetoed a bill back then called Senate Bill 59. One of the things Senate Bill 59 would have done is allowed guns in the so-called pistol-free zones if somebody would have taken more training. And he, in his veto letter, he basically said that he doesn't think that guns should be allowed guns shouldn't be allowed in schools or these other sensitive areas. If they are, he believes that schools should have the opportunity to opt out, which is a concession that we're not willing to give.
Why is that? Why shouldn't schools be able to make that decision?
Well, because, like I said a few minutes ago, the state legislature back in 1990 passed a law that we refer to as firearm preemption.
Yeah, but
that says local governments can't regulate firearms.
But this law would, I mean, if you were to pass that, right, with that stipend, with that basic addition that schools could decide to allow or not to allow, I mean, would that adjust that law somehow then?
Well, we feel that would be rolling back the clock and be undoing progress that we've already made. I also know regarding this.
Let me ask you this. Sure. What is the problem? If a school or for an area, you know, it's, let's say a town, doesn't want the guns in their schools, what's wrong with letting them make that decision beyond the law that you're talking about?
Well, as the Court of Appeals said a couple of years ago in our case against the Capillary District Library, the legislature wanted to avoid a patchwork of laws in the state. Let's say got the city of Detroit, we'll just use it for an example. Somebody's driving through Detroit, and Detroit passes a law, and they're allowed to enforce it that says you can't have guns there. Now somebody's traveling down I-75, going along their merry way. They have a CPL. They get pulled over by a Detroit police officer, and they have a gun in the car. Now all of a sudden they're breaking Detroit's ordinance.
Okay, you're talking about within the city, but what about, let's say, just within a building, like a school?
Well, it creates a patchwork of laws and regulations.
Okay.
And it shouldn't have to be an onus on gun owners to have to research whether or not the local government has a certain rule before they go into the building to either pay their taxes or do whatever business they have to do in that local building. They shouldn't have to go to a website to figure out if they're going to be charged with a misdemeanor in doing so.
One last thing, Phil. When you see, I mean, in Ann Arbor, these parents got very upset when this man was open carrying there. But when you see parents, especially in schools, concerned about that, I know you disagree with them, but do you understand their sentiment?
Well, you know, I can understand that people are very protective about their children. The fact of the matter is that a no-gun sign has never, ever, ever stopped someone who is intent on doing something bad from going someplace. So if somebody wants to do something in a school and harm people, they're going to do it anyways. And the best way to protect students is to allow law-abiding good people to carry guns in schools as well.
It's Phil Hoffmeister. The group Michigan Open Carry, they took part in this demonstration, also a rally today outside the Capitol, celebrating Second Amendment rights. Phil, thanks.
Thanks for having me. Take it easy.